Hello, I'm Darren Burton and this is a special Council Connections update on the current flooding situation in the Toowoomba Regional Council area. We do have some operational requests and you may have already heard this, but it's worth repeating that the TRC Disaster Control Centre, the DCC, is requesting residents stay off the roads unless absolutely necessary. Given the volume of water that's around, that's understandable. Now, residents and sightseers are instructed to stay out of the CBD. There is extensive damage and broken infrastructure, and that's sewers, roads and buildings, so environmental health investigators are on the scene assessing conditions, and emergency services also require access to the area to restore this infrastructure. Now, there were reports saying that the CBD had been evacuated. That isn't the case. Certainly, what it means is people have been staying out of it as per the request. So that's good. Please maintain that. And once the CBD is ready to be reopened, we will advise people. Residents are encouraged to continue to boil water as a precautionary measure. They're also asked to stay away from the dams and the surrounding recreation facilities. And that's including the access roads. We shouldn't have to offer this warning, but again, please, we're asking people to stay out of creeks and stormwater systems. The rainfall is still impacting on the region and water levels are expected to rise. So it goes without saying, we've seen how devastating those waters and how fast they're running. So please stay out of that water. In a life-threatening situation, then please contact 000 immediately. Anyone needing urgent DCC help should call 1300 655 833. And those wishing to notify council of a service disruption or other council related matters should call 4688 6611. Residents are also asked to support the efforts of emergency service crews by adhering to their directions and complying with access restriction signage. We see a lot of closed road signs up around the place. People think they could sneak across a roadway just because there's a bit of water on it. Please do not attempt that. If a sign says the road is closed, then the road is closed. One thing we are asking is we're urging residents to delay clearing their homes of flood damaged goods until the current wet weather has passed, because council has received a number of inquiries from residents wanting to place flood damaged goods on the footpath for council to come and collect. Now, naturally, we're advising that's premature to do this at this stage because further wet is still forecast. Domestic rubbish can further block stormwater drains or cause damage in fast-flowing water conditions, and that's if heavy rain or storms again hit the city. Meanwhile, commercial or business cleanup is being coordinated by the Disaster Control Centre, so again, their number is 1300 655 833, and that's if businesses wish to arrange collection of flood-damaged goods. On a brighter note, I can certainly say that we at Council here have been touched by the outpouring of support and the offers of assistance from individuals and businesses, not just in the region, but across the state and the nation. We certainly appreciate your well wishes and certainly the efforts to help lessen the impact of this disaster, because it does affect all of us. Actually, there's a lot of roadworks going on around the region. I say that in the normal bulletin, but of course this time there is a lot of road damage. We won't go into individual roads at this stage. Suffice to say, please be mindful of all the roads around the area. Hopefully we'll get a bit of an update as we know where road crews are going and what works are going to be a priority. So hopefully we can share that with you as I get more information. But until then, again, thank you for your support and thank you also for your patience as we attend to these works. I'm Darren Burton, and for more information, visit our website www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au.